Northwest Passage out of Webster. First reader Sarah, second reader Jeff, and we're capital C.
All right. When you've seen enough, please raise your hand. One, two, all right. Thank you. So, can I start?
Yeah.
So, Webster for 6,000. The Wisconsin Arts Board matching is going to four artists in residence fees. So, Northwest Passage is still part of their therapeutic artist in residence program. So in 2018 and 19, they'll do 4 one-month residencies to have the artists create art with children in the mental health treatment center that they run, along with other community members. And then they'll have a public exhibition at the in a new gallery. And this is a partnership with the Burnett Area Arts Group, as well as they have a historic partnership going with National Park Service. That those kind of combination of partners in this impoverished rural county, I thought was particular strength of application. And so other kind of thoughts is just that I do think they're really thinking through how to use the arts in relationship to the mental health treatment, which is a complicated act. They definitely have an extensive just operational capacity in terms of staff, board, and just history of both doing the treatments but also doing arts-based activities or learnings as part of that. I think, you know, for me, part of what's a question inside of this, and I acknowledge that I repeat myself in terms of general critique category a lot, but it's just also how you think about, again, range of culture and aesthetics inside of it. So how's it not just a children's, you know, art activity, but you really get an opportunity to look at local character in terms of people, place, or again, especially what they're directly experiencing in terms of being part of that kind of social service center. And also, how can there be interface? How can the art be a place of interface with the community members, you know, just to create more feelings of alignment? I just think it's still an opportunity to grow any of those participants' capacities for communicating and relating, again, inside of the rural context. So just wanting to open that up a little bit.
Thank you for those comments. Jeff?
Yes. I found this application very powerful one. I enjoy the way that they're going to address the needs in the community. I think that they have a pretty good command with their financial and organization and management. I did like the artistic piece that we're going to the artist. I saw it as an expansion rather than a new element. I know that in the documentation from Karen, it says that a new element to the project. I just had a little difficulty seeing where that call was a new element rather than a regular expansion.
So thank you for saying that. I would like for you guys to discuss that as a panel as well. That's going to be important for us to understand. Just to clarify, and you probably know this, but if a group has been doing a project for a while and they want to add a new component or expand that particular project in a particular direction, they can certainly do that. They just need to ask us for the costs related to that new piece as they're expanding it. That's different than the natural evolution of a program. And sometimes there's a nuance that's hard to suss out there, but it's important for you to talk about as a panel that there's some gray area. So thanks for calling that out, Jess.
So part of the expansion was just this increase in number of artists and residents doing this type of work. I think they've tested this format before in terms of having an artist in residence, but this seems like an expanded amount and just investment overall.
So they're just paying the artist more? or they're
No, it's more artists in residence.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm just clarifying. That's what I understood.
That's what I understood, from two to four.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it would be too.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I just still think that's expressive to say when you're not dealing with an art center itself for them to decide that this is an important part of their overall treatment strategy.
No question. Yeah. The question is if we have been, and I don't know that we have been actually, but if we've been supporting an organization for three years of a project, you know, at a certain point then that becomes a program.
So have you been supporting this one for three years?
I'd have to double check.
Okay.
And that's for us to deal with in terms of eligibility. But your job is to say, all right, given that this project has existed, is there a new component to this project, or is it growing bigger, you know, or deeper or whatever, but still, you know, aligning with the original intent and not adding a parade, for example, or a whatever, as we talk about other applications. So, and it sounds what I'm hearing from you is that this is more of a growing the project and significantly growing the project.
I agree.
Okay. All right. So I will double check that the 3 years piece.
Well, I really like this one. I almost hated to put up my hand to stop the video because I wanted to see it again. I don't know how many times I've watched it because I found it powerful and moving, not only in terms of the creativity of the kids and the masks that they made, but in terms of the music, which was apparently sung, performed by a young woman who was part of an intern for the program. It was beautiful. And you can clearly see if the intent was to build bonds between the kids, it was reflected in the art and the music video that we saw. So to me, it really backed up all of the assertions of the application. I loved it that they are expanding it from something that they had done before, so they kind of cut their teeth, got the glitches out, and now they know what they need to do. That it's helping them move towards a new center for the arts. And I liked it that at first I didn't quite get it, but I think I do now, that some of the workshops are just for the kids, some of them are for the community members, and some are kids and community at the same time. And given how they described the whole process of healing and bonding, that made a great deal of sense. And the fact that their goals were so clear, like engaging 80 community members, 120 kids, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it just it seems like they have it really well thought out.
And I'm just going to clarify, having just reacquainted myself with their narrative, they piloted it in 2017,
right?
So that was the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't been for 3 years, and then it just is growing deeper. This is just, to your point, part of the original three-year project. So they're identifying it as a new component. You're right, that was wrong. That needed to be... I'm not quite sure why they identified it as such.
But it does not need to affect your score.
This is year two of a project.
Okay. Maybe it's just because they're saying they're working about 2018 and 2019. Maybe they're just counting all those years.
Are there any more comments?
I agree with their assessments totally.